Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, we're back.
Hiya.
So we had a great bonus episode last week, but this week, whew, oh boy. We speak with actress and chili connoisseur Lisa Ann Walter, who plays the world's favourite nanny, Chessie, in The Parent Trap.
Can we hug her?
Please. So the question is, what do you want to do first, kiddo? Unpack or listen then unpack? Or we can listen while we unpack.
Throw on your favourite denim shirt, get comfy,
and pour yourself a glass of robust mellow.
Emily, it's 8 a.m.
We're so thankful that you're going to take the time and speak to us, because you're our favourite in the film.
And in life, let's be honest.
Oh, thank you.
Just go straight.
It's nice to be somebody's favourite. After, 2 months of quarantine with my own identical twins, I don't think I'm anybody's favourite anymore.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
No, we're moving in. Don't worry, Lisa.
Yeah. Booking the flights now.
I've cooked enough for everybody. Much like Chessie, I've kind of whipped up everything I've got.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect. So basically, we wanted to start by acknowledging you as our favorite character. You know, we're 27, but we still want you to be our nanny.
Oh, you know what's funny, you guys, is I think everybody, especially right now, I've gotten a lot of people reaching out, just needing to feel safe and loved and accepted, and just, I've had a lot of people on all the wide swath of the gender spectrum with being Pride Month reach out and say, I felt loved by you when I was a kid. I was gay and I wasn't out, and beyond that, just people saying, my parents divorced and I didn't feel like the world that I knew was what I thought. And watching you made me feel good. And I have 4 kids that I know of. And thank you. I'm here all week. And as I mentioned, I have identical twins, and they were born on October 11th, which is the character's birthday, the twins' birthday in the movie. It's very weird, very spooky. But then I have an older son who is Lindsay's age, and they kind of palled around when we shot the movie. And then my daughter, who's in between. And she was one of those kids, probably like you guys, who had her set favorite movies. And she would watch them over and over and over again every single night. And it's what made her able to fall asleep. She had trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not my movies, weirdly. Like Jerry Maguire, that was one of hers. And Grease. But nothing that I'm in.
Wow. The disrespect. Come on.
Know who your mom is, you know?
Kids are not impressed by their own mother. They're like, yeah, whatever. I told the boys when they were in high school, I'm like, you guys are dumb. Like, use it. Girls are, you dig the parent trap. You could, get dates. they were not smart about it.
They should have been smart about it.
Wow. Yeah.
My birthday is October 12th, and I always felt like, oh, man. I've missed it by one day.
Well, if you think about it, your mom probably went into labor on October 11th. So really the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we've got the triplet right here.
Right?
I see a sequel.
Yeah.
Woohoo! We love Chessie, and she's an icon for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people thought Justin Timberlake, he was the guy who started the denim trend. No.
No.
It was Chessie.
Chessie in that denim shirt. 100%.
Like, 100%. We called that in America for years. It was called a Mexican tuxedo. I don't know if that's allowed. You can say that anymore. But it was just a goofy, it was a goofy way of saying denim top and bottom. And I have so many young women now saying she's a style icon. And I'm like, really? Because I was so hating that wardrobe. What? But you know what? It worked for her.
Hey. It looked great.
It was practical, and now we can look back and be like, wow, style icon right there.
Style icon for sure.
And now I would like to wear that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
Exactly. The name Chessie, I'd read this tweet a while ago, and it was kind of like, remember the nanny in The Parent Trap was called Chessie, and we were like, okay with that?
I don't know a lot of Chessies. It's an interesting choice.
There's none. I don't think there's any other one. And people, even now, you know, I'll see tweets or Instagram posts that say, I was today years old when I found out that it was Chessie and not Jessie. Because who's watching the credits at the end, really? But it was a friend of Nancy Myers. It was a designer friend of hers. And I actually just sent her a picture because we were talking... we all got on the phone with each other and just kind of had a mini reunion. Mm. And I sent her, I was going through all my stuff because, you know, when you're on lockdown, what do? Clean out closets.
Yeah.
So I was cleaning out all my boxes of like scrapbooks and pictures. And I found this picture that we took at the Ivy in London. And it was Dennis Quaid and myself and Simon Kunz, who plays Martin.
Yeah.
And I think, and Nancy and this designer friend of hers. And I sent her the picture and she was like, I don't even remember that night. And I'm like, I remember the entire thing. I had sticky toffee pudding for the first time. And now I have it at Christmas every single year because it was the best thing I've ever put in my face. She was like, oh, that was a designer friend of mine. And I said, yes, I know. That was the night that you told me that Chessie was named after your designer friend who was, I believe, British. So I remembered everything about the night. She was like, you're scaring me now. It was a good night for me.
What a great night. Sticky toffee pudding.
And Dennis.
And Dennis.
Quaid.
Both sweet as anything.
Oh,
great.
My God. Absolute dill.
He was dreamy. Yeah. Just dreamy.
Oh, gosh. That is so heaven. Can we talk about the ultimate Hollywood power couple? It's obviously not Kim and Kanye. It is Lisa and Elaine.
Oh, yes. My BFF. I love Miss Elaine. I just was on the phone with her this morning, just a few minutes before I talked to you.
No way.
I can't remember what I was asking her. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. We talked several times a day, every single day. But I'm serious. Like, you know how when you're in a relationship and if you break up, you know, you miss the person, like if you're, you know, totally in love, you might miss sex. What you really miss is checking in with someone every single day about 16 parts of your life.
Oh.
You know, oh, remember, you got to do this, or what was the recipe for that thing? Or, hey, did you guys, you know, go and pick up the dog food? And what was the name of that toy? Like, you check in about stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And that's who we are for each other.
Oh, we just love that.
That's the best thing. Because you guys have been friends. So did you met on set? Did you know each other before the movie?
Did not know each other at all. I met her very briefly when we went for callbacks to Nancy Myers Charles Shire's office on the Disney lot. And I was there. I think they had already decided on me and Lindsay, and they may have decided on Elaine too, but I think they were doing like chemistry reads with Dennis.
Right.
And so I was working with Dennis in their office, you know, running some scenes. And at the end of it, they brought her in and said, and this is Elaine Hendricks and blah, blah, blah. And they met. It was adorable. And then she left. I watched him watch her leave the room. And he turned around and looked at them and said, are you kidding me? Like, she was just so, she was as hot as balls. So I just laughed. And then on the first night that we were on set, it was had to have been a month or two later when we were up in Napa.
Mm.
We just met. And, you know, when you're in a movie like that, especially that goes on for months and months, you really become family with everybody you work with because you're locked away on location together. So you better make friends. And she and I just hit it off. We went the very first night to Marie Callender's. I had just quit drinking. So I ate an entire pie, and she was in tight wardrobe, so she watched me eat an entire pie. And we just talked for hours and hours, and we never stopped. We just stayed friends.
That's incredible. Because what?
I love that.
How many years ago was that? Like nearly 20 years?
The movie came out in 98, yeah? So right. We shot it in 97. And that means that it is 23 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. This July, it will be 23 years.
Wow. Because me and Barney, we're actually friends 20 years. It was 20 years this April.
Wow.
So, do you know what? Friendships.
Well, you're still babies. Give it time.
Oh.
We started later. So you will at one point blow past us. Which one of you is the Meredith and which one of you is the Chessie?
Oh my gosh.
Emily's the Meredith. What? But in the classy, sophisticated way, not the like stuck up bitch way.
Got it.
Oh yeah. Gosh. As in like I do look at Meredith now for stylings, but I'm like, oh, where are those gold hoops from? They're pretty cool.
Do you ever wear a portrait hat? You know, just wear one of those flat brimmed hats so you can kind of do your shy eyes up from under it.
I mean, I know I'm British, but and could be all like Miss Posh, like walking through London. But no, I don't have one of those hats. I should have one of those hats.
Barney, you need to get her one of those hats.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's going to solidify our friendship.
October 12th is coming up.
There you go. We know what you're getting.
Yes.
I want to see an Instagram post.
Okay. You got it. In real life, it's funny that you are the city girl and Elaine is the country, likes going outside. An animals girl.
Yeah, she's totally at home with, you know, I'm much more, my family every year tries to get me to go to like Yosemite or somewhere and I'm like, I don't camp. I said, you know, human beings have tried since the dawn of time to get away from animals and under a roof and out of the elements and you people want to go out there back into it. I don't get it. Right. Like, I like staying at the Dorchester. Sue me. I like a nice high tea. I like a nice brunch. You know, I don't need to be out there roughing it.
Oh my god!
And pooping in a bush.
Oh my god!
So you know, Elaine is much more comfortable with all that.
Oh my goodness! Because she's animal lover to a point that she's vegan as well, right?
Yeah, and I actually I do when I cook everything, but recently because of everything that's gone on with our regulations being rolled back, not to get political, but I let's say this, I'm not eating meat again until after November and I feel like it's safe. I'm like, wow. I just don't think it's, none of it's safe. And in the meantime, I've always made tons of vegetables and eaten tons of vegetables anyway. Yeah. I love eating lots of like vegetable based dishes, like a Moroccan tagine and, you know, a chili, like a veggie chili. So I'm just doing a lot more of that and figuring out how to make jackfruit barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just figuring stuff out.
Well, now's the time.
Yeah, lentil dishes. Yeah, it's totally the time. Exactly. I'm having fun with it.
It's the healthier way around, isn't it? We know it's good for us, so why not?
It is. And, you know, I just sent Elaine a picture yesterday morning of a thing that I made with, I don't normally like tofu because, first of all, it's got a lot of estrogen if you have breast cancer in your family. This is my, like, the more you know moment for your
Please.
Audience. But tofu, I don't trust because I don't trust any food that only tastes like what it sits next to. I call it the chameleon of the food world.
Yes.
But if you put stuff on it, like I figured out a way to make lettuce cups, you know, like Asian lettuce cups,
oh, yeah.
But using tofu as the base. Unbelievable. Delicious. Wouldn't know the difference. And scrambled eggs using this stuff that you sprinkle on. That's like a mixture of turmeric and Himalayan pink salt, all this stuff. And I did it with a meatless sausage, like a scramble with tomato and mushrooms and onions.
Uh-huh.
Took a picture, sent it to Elaine. She's like, oh my God, my mouth literally just drooled. Like water fell out of my mouth. It looked good.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Send some to us. Just post it.
Yeah, that'll be deep. But Lisa, it sounds like you're going to come out of quarantine with a cookbook. So let's make that happen.
Oh, please. Chessie's cookbook.
Well, Chessie's cookbook. Come on.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Right?
I think Disney would sue me. Well, I did write a book about women and self-esteem called The Best Thing About My Ass Is That It's Behind Me. And it's just about like how women are always self-judging and like how stupid it is to be self-loathing about. My original title for it was Self-Loathing is for Dummies. But it's a funny book about women's issues with not just body issues, but everything. But in the back of the book, I did post my recipe for, I think it's baked ziti, for like red sauce and meat and everything. And I am very specific about how to make it. So if you can find the book, it's in the back. I think it might be out of print by now.
Oh, no, we will find
it. We'll find it. Come on.
Look who you're talking to.
Exactly.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Lisa, I wanted to ask you, I was doing a bit of a deep dive and I heard that there was an incident on set with your contact lenses.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Give me the 411.
Okay. So I get it. It was the morning that we were going to shoot the scene where I'm telling Lindsay about this new girl in her father's life and all about, you know, there's 6 million reasons why that, or there's a million reasons why that girl is giggling, and they're all sitting at the Napa Valley Community Bank, that scene, right, towards the beginning. Yeah. But we really shot it towards the end, and it was on a soundstage in Sony, here in Culver City in Los Angeles.
Right.
And so we're at the studio, I'm in the makeup trailer, and I was wearing contacts. I've since gotten LASIK, but at the time I wore glasses, and I was getting blinder all the time with astigmatism. So I really needed them to see.
Yeah.
And I went to go pop one in my eye and it fell on the floor of the makeup trailer. And we just went, okay, well, we'll just, you know, spray it we'll just sprinkle, you know, saline on it. And I'm not germ phobic. So I just popped it back in my eye.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, it turns out that's not a good idea.
Oh no.
And literally within 15 minutes, my eye was giant. It was like four times the size. There must have been like cleaning fluid on the floor. It's the makeup trailer. They like use all sorts of spray and crap. And it must have been on the contact because I wound up at it like an emergency situation. Eye doctor went back to set. And you can't stop filming. Like when something is planned for the day, you have to shoot. Because if you get behind, that's a huge amount of money. Every day on a shoot that big is a couple of $100,000.
Yeah.
So you can't get behind budget. So I went to the doctor, came right back to set with a giant eyeball, and they're like, what the hell are we going to do? So they only shot me from one side, and for the most part, they used the footage of Elaine walking around and her, you know, Lindsay's taking pictures of her.
That's right.
So it's just It's just my voice.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. That's mad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're sorry that that happened to you.
No, it's okay. It happens.
I know.
Oh, it happens. Listen, on the set of, when I was doing Bruce Almighty with Jennifer Aniston playing my sister, she's telling me about she thinks Jim Carrey is going to propose to her. And the scene was we were getting a back massage by these, like, Japanese foot massage where they walk on your back.
Yeah.
And they had me originally on the other bed, and she was, I was on the right, she was on the left, which was perfect because I had a giant zit on the right side of my face. I mean, giant, like a giant monthly hormone zit on my chin that looked like it was going to start speaking. And then they decided that Jen's side was better if we switched. That she looked better, yeah, her face looked better, whatever. And so I'm like, are you really? Because look, this thing's gonna, it's got arms. It should have its own zip code. And they were like, yeah, don't worry about it. So that scene is all I can think the entire 8 hours, or 10, however long it took to shoot the scene, is people are staring at my set.
Oh my goodness.
And did it make it into the film?
Of course, the whole scene is there. That I think my zit got credit.
I was going to say, did it get credit?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say they CGI'd it out, or they did Wow.
What?
No, that was kind of before those times. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of CGI being used. And I wasn't the star. Nobody cared if I was, you know, looked perfect.
Oh, you were the star. Don't.
Yeah, in any film.
Yeah, don't
the star.
Doubt yourself, like, Lisa.
Of course. So obviously it was a Disney film, so the production budget must have been huge. Like every
On the Parent Trap, you mean?
Yeah, every scene is just like amazing.
Well, that's the hallmark of a Nancy Meyers movie. I mean, everything that she puts up is like styled to the you know, nines. She's
right.
Just everything is perfect. I remember somebody told me a story that on Father of the Bride, there was a scene where Steve Martin is holding a newspaper, and the corner of the newspaper kept falling forward, like bending down.
Yeah.
And they would just be like, back to one, like you just start over so that the newspaper stayed up.
What?
Because she didn't want it to look messy.
Wow.
And you know what? I have to respect it because people watch those movies and everybody's like, oh my God, I want to live in that house. Oh my God, I want that kitchen.
Do you know what? That is my absolute dream, is to live in a house that is like, could be in a Nancy Meyers film. Like, for sure.
See?
Right?
I just want whoever is cleaning those houses to be at my house, cleaning my house.
And that. Add that to the dream. So it was like because we'd seen an interview where you were saying like the food and stuff that you got on set was insane. Can you tell us about
it
that?
It was insane. Oh my God. It was, well, I mean, they generally are pretty good about taking care of people, and it's not for the actors, because God knows for the most part, especially actresses, don't eat, you know, we're not allowed to have any of that food. And it's funny because it varies from country to country. In Canada, I shot a show up there and everything on the craft service table is like licorice. There's a lot of licorice in Canada. I don't know why, but they're mad for licorice. So Yeah, it's weird. And that salty black stuff, like black licorice.
Yeah.
But there's like lots of candy and snacks and junk food. And in the States, people were starting to get much more like healthy food. Now, of course, everything's going to change with COVID. There won't be any like, here, take some fruit off this platter. Like everything will be individually packed. But on that movie, we had all that. But then also our meals were just crazy. It's like every dinner was like a beautifully catered dinner. And Simon, our Brit, was blown away. He's like, you know, and back home they throw you a bag of chips and guac, you know.
That sounds about right.
I said, nope, not on a Disney movie, pal.
That's amazing. And even, sorry, on the subject of food, the breakfast that Chessie puts together for Lindsay, only for her to take one bite of toast.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm full. I would have, let me censor myself. Yeah, I'd be quite annoyed.
You would have flipped your lid.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the amount of outrage that goes on the interwebs right. about the fact that she abuses Chessie's beautiful breakfast buffet totally. To that extent. That she's like, people are like, no, really, that's just not okay.
Yeah.
They want people to, and being a mom who does cook for her kids, I feel Chessie's pain because if I call for my kids and I've just made a meal and they don't come in, I'm like, why are you disrespecting me?
Yeah.
This Italian mom gets seriously upset. I'm like, your food's hot. What are you doing? But I get it. I get why Chessie is like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on
here?
Well,
that's the thing. That's the pivotal scene. She knows something's wrong. And then you have that like really emotional breakthrough. And
yeah.
It's like, so, because this film, it's, you know, it's Disney and you think it's just a, you know, a kid's film on the surface, but actually it's got a lot of heart and a lot of depth. And I wanted to know, how did you find that scene when you discover that Hallie's actually Annie? Was that emotional for you? Because it definitely looked it.
Oh, but gosh, yeah.
When I was starting out as a comic, because I was an actress before I was a stand-up. I was an actress through high school and worked professionally in college and afterwards. But I started doing stand-up when I moved to New York after I got pregnant pretty quickly after college. And then after I had my son, I started doing stand-up and bought a house before I had my second child and had to go on the road as a stand-up. Immediately. She was only 5 weeks old.
Wow.
And I had to be on the road. And so the first thing I would do when I would get home was I'd smell her when I walked in the door. Like, that's how animals, mothers are, you know? And I would run to wherever she was and pick her up and hold on to her for hours and hours and not let her go, because I just couldn't bear being away from her. And when I was doing that scene, the work that emotional work that I was doing each time we shot it was having to leave my daughter and what that feels like to be reunited and to get that look and that smell and that connection with what is essentially Chessie's child.
Yeah.
Because she raised the other one from an infant, so that was her baby.
Yeah.
So to have the other one, and I think that Chessie's point of view was that this was a ridiculous thing that they did, splitting these kids up, and it should have never happened.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely, you know, off base to do this. And so I think her emotional response would have been a lot like mine. So I was responding very emotionally. And I think it's interesting because mothers always, on their emotional core level, they recognize that as truth. So they always cry during that scene because they know that I'm feeling what a mother feels, and which I was. And it was very emotional, and it took 2 days to film. And when we got done shooting the scene, the crew gave me a round of applause, which never happens on a movie. I felt really good about it.
Oh my goodness, we want to give you a round of applause. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, are there any like favorite quotes that you had in the film that you could quickly talk about?
My favorite one is this. This is the one I love. I mean, everybody loves the scene that you guys mentioned, but my favorite line is this. Don't look at me, I don't know a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my
yes. Favorite. Yes. We love that so much. We also like the when you go, you rang.
Yeah, well, I will leave you with this. I will leave you with this. I as we talked about, Elaine and I speaking every day, when she calls me on the phone, not the cell phone where she's texting me, but she calls me on the landline, I pick up and say, you rang.
Oh my
every
God.
Time.
That's so amazing. You were thinking that maybe you need to have like a side hustle as well as this cookbook. You literally need to record voicemails for people.
Just saying, you rang.
Okay. You rang.
Okay, well, if you figure that out, just post it on IG and I'm there.
Yeah, oh my goodness, you have to do that. But yeah, thank you so much for your time. And we're going to say, if there's ever a sequel, then me and Barney just want to ask, can we be yours and Martin's children?
Sure. Right. Of course, yeah. You're hired. I have nothing to do with it, but as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Great.
We'll take your word for that, Lisa. Amazing. Well, Lisa, thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. It's literally made it. You've saved our 2020.
Right.
And
We need it.
We made it. And good luck with all your future projects, yeah. And keep in touch.
Find me on Lisa Ann Walter, LisaAnnWalter on all social media platforms, and I'm usually on them while I'm taking my walk. And yes, when I'm in London, we'll get together. We'll go out sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, please.
It's a date.
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.